Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rock, Break, Scissors by William Poundstone is a practical, story-driven guide to strategic thinking in everyday competitive situations. Using the familiar game of rock, paper, scissors as a doorway into game theory, the book explores how people actually make choices, how patterns form, and how those patterns can be exploited. Poundstone connects classic ideas like mixed strategies and Nash equilibrium with real-world behavior, showing why humans often fail to be random and how that predictability creates opportunities. Along the way, he draws on psychology, behavioral economics, and examples from sports, business, and social life to explain how to outguess opponents without needing advanced math. The emphasis is not on becoming manipulative, but on understanding incentives, information, and habits so you can make smarter decisions under pressure. Readers get a toolkit for spotting when others are bluffing, when you are being herded toward a choice, and when the best move is to become less readable yourself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from a children's game to strategic intelligence, the book uses rock, paper, scissors as a compact model of competition where no single option dominates. That simplicity lets Poundstone introduce foundational game theory ideas without turning the discussion into a textbook. In the idealized version of the game, the best long-run strategy is to randomize, because any pattern can be countered. The practical insight is that humans rarely randomize well. People lean on habits, superstitions, recent outcomes, and culturally common sequences, creating exploitable regularities. Poundstone connects this to broader strategic situations where you must choose among options that beat one another in cycles, such as pricing moves, marketing tactics, negotiating positions, or tactical decisions in sports. The topic also frames a key shift in mindset. Stop asking what move is best in isolation, and start asking what move is best given what the other side expects you to do. That is the core of strategic intelligence. By treating even small daily choices as interactive games with incentives and prediction, the reader learns to see hidden structure in competition and to make decisions that are harder for others to anticipate. Secondly, predictable humans and the psychology of non-random choice. A major theme is that opponents are often readable because their choices are shaped by cognitive biases and emotional reactions. Rather than choosing independently each round, many people follow simple rules of thumb. Do what worked last time, switch after a loss, avoid repeating the same move too often, or pick the option they think others neglect. These tendencies resemble well-studied behavioral patterns such as win-stay-lose-shift, recency bias, and the desire to appear unpredictable while still following a pattern. Poundstone discusses how even when players know they should be random, they drift towards sequences that feel random but are statistically lumpy. This topic expands beyond games into situations like consumer behavior, hiring decisions, and bargaining, where people anchor on salient numbers, overreact to recent information, or interpret coincidence as meaning. The practical takeaway is to treat predictability as a signal. If you can identify what psychological force is steering the other person, you can forecast their next move more accurately. At the same time, you can audit your own decision habits because your internal narratives may be making you far easier to outguess than you realize. Thirdly, equilibrium. Thinking and when to stay unpredictable, Poundstone introduces equilibrium concepts as a way to decide when randomness is the right defense. In Rock, Paper, Scissors, the equilibrium mixed strategy assigns equal probability to each move, making you unexploitable in principle. The broader lesson is how to recognize situations where any fixed pattern can be punished and where your goal should be to deny the opponent useful information. This applies to competitive pricing, security decisions, scheduling, and any repeated interaction where someone adapts to your behavior. The book emphasizes that equilibrium is not only a mathematical point but also a practical benchmark. If the environment is hostile, highly responsive, or filled with skilled adversaries, moving toward unpredictability protects you. But true randomness is hard, so the reader is encouraged to use aids such as pre-commitment rules, randomizing devices, or structured variation that prevents easy inference. This topic also clarifies the difference between being unpredictable and being erratic. Unpredictability is purposeful and balanced, while erratic behavior can leak cues or create self-inflicted costs. The reader learns to choose when to mask intention and when to reveal it for strategic advantage. Fourthly, outguessing, reading opponents and exploiting patterns. When an opponent is not playing optimally, the best response is often to depart from equilibrium and exploit their bias. Poundstone explores how to detect patterns with limited data, how to separate genuine signals from noise, and how to adjust without becoming predictable yourself. The core skill is opponent modeling, forming a working hypothesis about what drives the other person's choices, then testing it through observation. In Rock, Paper, Scissors, this might mean watching for post-loss switching, preference for certain moves, or avoidance of repetition. In negotiations, it could mean noticing whether someone anchors high, mirrors concessions, or follows a rigid script. The book highlights the cat-and-mouse nature of exploitation. Once you begin countering a pattern, you may cause the opponent to change, so your strategy must be adaptive. That leads to practical advice about incremental adjustments, keeping track of outcomes, and avoiding overfitting to a short streak. This topic also addresses bluffing and deception in a general sense. Outguessing is not mind-reading. It is disciplined inference from behavior under constraints, using probability and incentives to guide your next move. Lastly, real-world applications, sports, business, and everyday decisions, the ideas in the book extend well beyond simple games into domains where strategy and prediction matter. Poundstone draws on examples from competitive sports, where mixed strategies appear in play calling, serving direction, and defensive positioning. He also examines business contexts like marketing choices, product positioning, and competitive responses, showing how firms can fall into predictable cycles that rivals exploit. In social settings, the same logic helps explain popularity contests, office politics, and how people manage impressions when they know they are being watched. A key application is decision-making under uncertainty with feedback. When you receive signals from outcomes, you must decide whether to stick, switch, or randomize. The book encourages readers to think in terms of payoffs, information asymmetry, and repeated interaction rather than relying on gut feeling alone. Another application is self-defense against persuasion. If you understand how choices are framed and how default options guide behavior, you can resist being nudged into predictable decisions. Overall, this topic frames the book as a toolkit: identify the game, identify the players and incentives, assess predictability, and choose whether to exploit, conceal, or redesign the interaction. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy practical reasoning, competitive puzzles, or behavioral economics, including students, managers, negotiators, gamers, athletes, and anyone who wants to make sharper decisions in interactive situations. It is especially useful for people who often feel others can read them or who suspect they are being steered by predictable habits. The benefit is twofold. First, it trains you to see hidden structure, incentives, cycles of advantage, and the difference between a one-shot choice and a repeated game where patterns form. Second, it offers usable tactics for becoming less exploitable, from purposeful randomization to disciplined observation and adaptive counterplay. Compared with many game theory books, it is more grounded in how humans actually behave, not how perfectly rational players behave, and it focuses on actionable lessons rather than formal proofs. Compared with typical self-help persuasion guides, it is less about slogans and more about understanding the mechanics of prediction and response. That combination makes it worth buying. You get entertaining examples plus a durable framework you can apply to negotiations, competition, and everyday choices where being predictable has a cost. If you would like to support William Poundstone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.